Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on compliance and the cloud. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief with Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Vigitrust. There are two questions in today's podcast. The first question is, what compliance issues arise for users of cloud storage and backup services? Over to you, Mathieu.
Thank you, Anthony. I guess that the first thing to look at is when you start looking at the services that are offered within cloud computing, you realize that the infrastructure and therefore the data that resides on that infrastructure is susceptible to being intercepted, being modified, and that obviously has a major issue with regards to cloud storage and compliance. The main query or the main question that compliance people will ask you and legal people will ask you is, where is our data going to reside? Who is going to look after it? Who is going to be able to see it? Is it going to be the people that manage infrastructure for us? Is it going to be internal people and external people? And if we use a public cloud, how secure is that cloud platform for us? Is our data going to be segregated from other organizations' data? If you look at the reasons why people move to the cloud, there is obviously a cost benefit to moving to the cloud because you move from capital expenditure to operational expenditure. But when you do that, you also move from internal security to external operational security. And these security issues and compliance issues can be inhibitors to moving to the cloud, especially with regards to storage because of data retention regimes, data protection regimes in the UK and in the wider EU framework. And then if you move into the US with regards to PII and to data privacy regimes. So the key question from a legal perspective is, again, where is my data located? How is it going to be sent to the cloud? And how is it going to be secured on that cloud?
Excellent. Thanks, Mathieu. The second question is, what can organizations do to successfully negotiate the kind of challenges that cloud brings for compliance? Over to you again.
Thanks, Anthony. The first thing that organizations need to do is to be fully aware of the type of cloud services that they use. Once they've done that, they can look at the data that they're going to move to the cloud. It's important to understand that for security and compliance reasons, organizations may well decide that some highly confidential data will always remain on an internal network and will not move to a cloud. Or if they move to a cloud infrastructure, that's going to be a private cloud that's going to be hosted on-premise, where they have access to both the physical and logical infrastructure, even though it is still based on cloud computing and will still bring them the benefits from an operational cost and management perspective. The second thing to look at once you know which data you're going to put on the cloud is to look at the contracts with your cloud provider. So again, if it's an internal cloud, are you going to have internal SLAs and internal compliance checklists? If it's external, you have to clearly identify with the provider what type of data should reside on their cloud services, how they're going to protect it, how they're going to back it up, and how you may reserve the right to audit the security and compliance framework that they build around your data. Because you have to remember that at the end of the day, it's your data, you own the data, and you're therefore responsible for that data. So you have to remain in control at any given stage. In fact, if you look at the Data Protection Act in the UK, which clearly states that you have data controllers, those data controllers need to be in control of the data at any given stage, even if the data is sent to an external party, you start getting a feel again for the kind of responsibility that a cloud provider is taking on. And it is up to you as as the organization that owns the data, to make sure that the cloud provider understands that and that they've got it built within their SLA. The other thing I would recommend that you check is whether they have an incident response plan for alerting you if something goes wrong with your data on the cloud. From an operational perspective, I guess that an organization would be well advised to put in place safeguards and benchmarks in order to check the effectiveness of the security around their data on the cloud. For instance, does the provider use the guidelines of the Cloud Security Alliance, or do they use the guidelines of the European Network and Information Security Agency, ENISA, which are available to download free of charge? Do they use the federal government guidelines for cloud security if they're based in the US? And then one other aspect to look at with regards to compliance is the idea of e-discovery on the cloud. This is a very new area, and it's an area that's going to be, I suppose, keeping a lot of solicitors very busy over the next few years, because one of the key issues with e-discovery is how do I get my data back if I need to produce data in a court of law? And with regards to a cloud infrastructure, it becomes a bit more difficult to make sure that you can get access to the data in a timely manner. So again, that needs to be built in with regards to the contract that you'll have with a cloud provider. So in summary, I guess it's making sure that you classify your data, that you make sure you understand that some data is not suitable to be on the cloud and you need to keep it internally. Have the right contracts with a cloud provider, setting out what is to be covered, how it's going to be protected, how it's going to be backed up. And then finally, try and have an incident response plan which should cover any type of e-discovery and legal request to get access to data that might be stored on the cloud.
Many thanks, Mathieu. That's the end of the podcast.